And this is State of Play. Now, if you look at what's going on right now with the elections and the Republicans being Republicans and the Democrats being Democrats and John Boehner resigning and all of these things that I bring up, which would be a really good red state, blue state. But if you look at the elections are sort of like Survivor or Big Brother. Now, I don't mean that Julie Chen is going to be the moderator, even though she would be far more interesting than half the candidates. But what I do mean is that this is all a social political game. You have Donald Trump, which is trying to grab the lead. You have a Chris Christie who is waiting in the back, waiting for people to drop out and then say, hey, I'm still here, remember me, and then try to pick up the missing votes. You have Hillary Clinton trying to do as well as she can. But meanwhile, there's a lot of dirt that's trying to be discovered on her by her opponents. Sort of like Art Imitating Life and Survivor. But Survivor's a little bit different, and maybe even a little bit more down and dirty than the elections. And the reason being is that not only have all these people played the game before, these people have all seen each other play the game before. So they know it's coming, and the good players know how to counter-react to that. Best case in point, Shirin leaving, Abby Maria playing the victim. These are all things that people see or have seen before in their gameplay, and they know, okay, here's how I target. Again, sort of like politics. You know the platforms that people are going to come out at. It is your job to try to counter that and figure out what the best way is. The only difference is that instead of trying to get your deposed politicians' votes, you're trying to get the votes of the general public. The reason why I bring this up is because in Survivor right now, you have people that are playing the game too hard, and you have people who are playing the game not hard enough. Sort of, again, like politics, like the political elections. You can say that Donald Trump, even though he's in the lead right now, is playing the game incredibly hard, really hard, sort of like a Russell Hance hard, whereas, yeah, you'll get to the end, but you're not going to win. If I'm any minority right now, I am praying that Donald Trump wins the Republican election so that my Democratic candidate can vote, can win, because there's no way the Republicans are going to bring the minority vote over should Donald Trump win. Or at least that's what we think it is now. That's one of the interesting things about voting and for Survivor. Politics is not just a political game, it's also a social one. It's how to not piss off the general public. Just like Survivor is how to make sure that these people who you are going to be single-handedly voting off the island make sure to get your support. It's like Big Brother. How do I make these relationships with these people that I know get to the end of the game and win? It's not good enough just to take the election, because any slander that you're using as a politician will probably come back to bite you come the primaries. It also gives your opponent more than enough time to go after you and find your own dirty laundry. The same amount of dirty laundry that you put down in a year and a half that pretty much goes with how the contestants in Survivor have been playing their own games. So, at the end of the day, the only difference between politics and Survivor is that the politicians take way too long, the elections last way too long, and we have to wait now a little bit over a year to find the results. Whereas in Survivor, we'll find out in around 2 to 3 months. But the one thing that rings true between both of them, on November 5th, we will find that the tribe really has spoken. This is Gordon Pepper, and this has been your State of Play.